motorcycle related tidbits, join the Dames Don't Care Motorcycle Collective on Facebook. There are lots of info on the relay. Visit WomenRidersWorldRelay.com. Hope to see you there at Moto Guild on Friday, October 4th with Dames Don't Care. Oh, another good time.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Let's watch full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
Hi.
Let's watch
This is Carl.
Movie.
I'm Mike's friend.
On YouTube
with I wrote
Michael
this song.
Spiegelman.
My turn-ons are sad sheets. I like to pee outdoors. Follow me on Twitter.
Let's watch.
It's Jokes DeCarlo. Not duh like duh. I don't know why that's funny. It's duh like French. So it's Jokes DeCarlo. Follow me now. With Michael Spiegelman.
Welcome. Welcome to LWAFLMOYT. L-O-T, that stands for Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Carl?
Yeah, we are never going to rename this show, right? We're just going to leave
it. I should get it done by now after 6 years. We do this every week. We are right now broadcasting on MutinyRadio.fm as we do every Sunday, little Sunday matinee for you. 2 p.m., just go to type in MutinyRadio.fm, hit the listen button. You could also find our streaming feed and add it to your podcast app, which I do. And we have a donate button, so you can donate to the station. We always appreciate it. You can do it by Venmo, you can do it by Patreon, or just go to the site and hit the donate button, see what appeals to you, and check
what
out all
site?
The shows.
What site?
MutinyRadio.fm.
FM.fm.
I always type in .fm.com / AOL. I still got 20 hours. And we also are on a podcast. It's by our acronym's name. That's why we say it up front.
LWAFLMOYT.
All right, Carl. And I'll stop my stupid shtick. LWAFLMOYT. You can find us on YouTube. Carl syncs up video and audio for you. Or you can just follow us on the podcast. What we do is we watch a full-length movie on YouTube. We want you to watch it with us. And we want you to listen to us and watch the movie on mute at the same time. So, Carl, what is the movie today?
Today we are watching that's what you put in the YouTube search engine. Okay, today we are watching The Stone Killer, 1973. The Stone Killer.
Intriguing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like it.
Is this guy's of the Isles. Halvar of the Isles.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to go find The Stone Killers from 1973. Type that in.
Singular. The Stone Killer, which doesn't make sense to the plot, as you'll see later.
So Sharon survives, but Oliver dies. Is that what you're saying with The Stone Killer?
Right. That's exactly right. Sharon survives. Oliver.
But Oliver gets it. All right. Type in Singular, The Stone Killer, 1973. We're looking for Halvar of the Isles is hosting it.
Isles. Like, it's probably English.
Wait a minute. So hang on a sec. Killer Isles.
Killer
Got
Isles.
It. I got it. So Singular Killer. But so go ahead, find the link, click it, hit pause immediately, move your timer to 000. We want to play the movie all at the same time. And to do so, Carl, who not only produces the show, not only writes the theme song and researched this entire movie, he interviewed a celebrity comedian out in the tri-state area.
It could be from anywhere in the world.
I'm going to guess New Jersey. But I haven't heard this segment, but I'm really excited. Take it away, Carl.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Celebrity Comedian Countdown, this time with Pam Benjamin. Now, Pam, every week we are broadcasting on MutinyRadio.fm, and we always start the show by, like, plugging where people can donate and stuff. But recently, you had a fundraiser.
Yeah.
This anonymous donor, like, capped it off. Tell me about this. How much are we talking here, and how anonymous is this guy really?
Yeah, so it was amazing. We have a 501c3 umbrella, meaning that there's this group called Media Alliance that helps us out with their 503 number, because we're like a community resource, but I don't know how to be a 501c3. Anyway, so they made this mighty cause for us, which is amazing. And it means that people could give us money. It's tax deductible for them. And then a lot of times their companies match funds.
Uh-huh.
So we actually made more than $10,000. We made like $13,000 because places like Google and other big companies will match. Woohoo. And there was a semi, I mean, he likes to be anonymous, but he is an incredibly generous comedian who also happens to be a really talented computer programmer and makes money and is just so sweet and is incredibly helpful to the station. And we were like 1,200 away from the goal, and he capped it off, and I was like, yeah. I'll tell you, his nickname is Iceman Zero. And he's really funny and really wonderful and incredibly supportive. So that was amazing. That made the rest of our year at Mutiny Radio super a lot easier. Because I want to have advertising funds for this year's festival because it's going to be so amazing. And the most exciting news is that the city contacted me and they want to be on board and they want to help out with some outdoor stuff during the week. And that would be incredible because then we'd have city sponsorship, which would mean that I could have ads on the Muni buses. And it's kind of a dream come true. So there's 10 venues that are involved this year in the comedy festival. And I'm just excited to try to take, you know, Mutiny Radio to the next level. So people know, a lot of people know who we are in San Francisco. And I want everyone in San Francisco to know that we've got 5 open mics a week and I produce a ton of showcases and we've got the festival. This is my 7th festival. I can't believe that I'm doing this again. but it does get easier every year. And this year we're going to have a comedy crawl because 5 of my venues are in walking distance from one another. So on the Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have a comedy crawl, and Alameda Comedy Club is involved now, which is amazing. So the headlining show is going to be in a real club. And I'm so excited. And then the rest of my regular venues, ONG and the Bar on Dolores and Atlas Cafe. Like, I have a lot of really unique places where they let me do comedy. So, yeah, I mean, things couldn't be better.
It's coming right up. It's about 3 or 4 months away in October. It's, what did you tell me? October 9th through the 15th is the comedy festival.
Yeah.
Now, comedians come from all around the country for this. I have been one 2 times. So how do people register? How do people find, you know, do they go to mutinyradio.fm to get involved?
Yeah. I mean, I should put it on there. You know, I'm an old woman, so I use a lot of Facebook. Which is annoying. But we also have an Instagram, Mutiny Radio SF is our Instagram. And please, please follow us. I'm old. I don't understand Instagram. I don't know how to get people to follow me. I'm like, just, you're supposed to do it, right? And then I put content on there. And but it's the submissions are open. I've kind of been pushing it through Facebook right now, but they're open until July 31st. Okay. And it's $30 for people who've never applied for their first time, and it's $20 if you've been in the past. And I mean, you're free, Carl, because you're a staff, you know.
Goodness.
You and Mike are staff. Come on. But the t-shirts this year are going to be insane. My gift bags are always awesome, and it's, people are kind of saying it's a really good first comedy festival. Because I try to treat it like comedy summer camp. I want everyone to get to know each other. Yeah. I want to hear someday that 2 comedians like met at the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival and they like fell in love and then they both moved to Austin, Texas or something like that, you know? And that hasn't happened yet, but that's sort of my dream, is that people in 10 years say, oh yeah, we met at the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival and we've been together ever since. And either it be like a comedy couple of people that want to write together, or I mean, anything. I'm trying to bring people together.
collaborations, connections. You know, it's always better when we're all together, especially as comedians, which is an act you do alone, you know? So it's better if you coalesce.
Well, and I think it completely makes sense for comedians to collaborate as opposed to compete, in that the audience has an infinite ability to laugh. They can laugh at anything. They can laugh at, you know, Perry Kurtz coming out on roller skates. They can laugh at me telling menopause jokes. They can laugh at Gone in 60 Seconds from the 70s. They can be, I mean, they can laugh. There's so many, they can love puns. They can, you know, they can love cute young white guys, whatever they like. It's all there. So I want to, you know, collaboration. And the other thing about that's great about the festival is that I've met so many people over the United States that whenever I do travel, well, I haven't since the pandemic, but whenever I do travel for comedy, I have a billion places to go. And everyone's like, oh, Pam's coming. And so then, then I get, you know, bookings and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a great way to network and meet people. And
now Mutiny Radio is all about comedy, and you provide opportunity to comedians, not just during the festival, but all the time. You were telling me you got like 4 or 5 mics. You're doing mics 5 days a week now, right?
Yeah, I run mics Monday through Friday. I mean, it's almost kind of a, it's not a selfish endeavor, but I wish when I was starting out that there was someone like me who was nice to people and was like, hey, here's where all the shows are. I mean, now we have Bacon, we have Bay Area Comedy Network, but when I started 11 years, my 11 year anniversary is actually coming up July 17th.
Terrific.
2022 is my 11 year. And when I started, there was no Bacon. There was no pre-sign. There was no, you had to, there was nobody sharing where the mics were. You had to like figure out in whispers where they were because you didn't want other people to take the time, and you were rushing around from place to place. Don't tell them about Nick's Crispy Tacos, you know. So now I've always wanted things to be different, that it makes it, that there's a place where you feel like you're at home and that you know the people around you, and it's not scary. It's not like when you go, are they going to make fun of me? Are they not going to? It's like, no, we're all buddies. Come on. You know, try new stuff. Be weird to have
it's
that
a better environment. And you're really part of that, you know. Now, you've got this fabulous vacation coming up. We've got to produce 4 episodes all at once to cover it. And you're going to Greece, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some people like to go to Burning Man. I like to go to Burning Man with water next to it and nice bathrooms and people that speak Greek. No, it's like it's to go to Burning Man cheaply, it costs about $1,500. So that's kind of my threshold of what I would spend on a vacation. Right. And in Greece, that's all I'm spending. Like, I got the airfare before the gas prices went kablooey. Right. And it's free to camp in Greece. So I'm going to meet some buddies. We're going to go around to the islands. I'm going to spend like less than $1,500 and live like a queen on a beach.
Terrific.
Yeah. And just not think about comedy. That's not true. I'll write a lot, I think. But I don't know who I am without comedy. It's been 3 years since I've traveled. And I've just been doing comedy nonstop every day. And to take a break for a month and be like, who am I? Because I've sort of forgotten. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be important, and it's going to change my comedy when I come back.
Yeah, because your perspective will be fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
really good.
Then I won't be so caught up in the day-to-day drama of the San Francisco comedy community.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. You know, you're going to reset essentially.
Yeah. The only bad thing is that Greece hates weed. There's no weed in Greece. Oh. They're totally against it. So I'm just not going to smoke weed for a month, which is going to be another cleansing, like life affirming, strange thing to do for me. I'm going to quit smoking cigarettes, and I'm not going to smoke any weed for an entire month. And we'll see what happens when I come back, if I'm like still this enormous pothead, or if I've, you know, if I chill out a little bit. And what happens when I don't smoke cigarettes? Like,
holy moly. Yeah, that's going to be different.
Because I still run and work out and stuff, but I smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, you know, how much faster my mile time will be without cigarettes.
Yeah, it's probably going to change, and it's probably going to, well, let's find out. I'm not going to predict. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, listen, about these mics that people can, I just want to focus on the ones that are at Mutiny Radio. You have Fantastic Clubhouse. You have Joke Workshop. When are these? Because people like that they're then broadcasting also on the air.
Yeah, I have so many podcasts that are there in perpetuity. Mondays at 6 is Joke Workshop, and comedians do 4 minutes of material, and they get 4 minutes of comments by their comedian peers. Like, I take copious notes and try to be really helpful.
Yeah.
And that's Monday, 6 to 8. You can find it on our website in our index, mutinyradio.fm. You look at the index, Joke Workshop. And then Fridays at 6, I run Happy Hour. And okay. That's from 6 to 8. And same thing, you can find them. And that's tonight. And
yes, it is.
Really, it's really great. You'll see. This is the other thing. I was talking to some comics the other day, and they were like, all the guys that are past at Punchline right now, like, they used to be Mutiny people. I'm like, well, I don't think they're not like used to be. They still show up. But yeah, like Ryan Levine and Ian Levy and Brooke Heineken and Melissa Isbell and Marty Cunny. All the people that are now like doing bigger and things in the community, the kids that are starting are like, they started at Mutiny? I'm like, yeah, you guys want to look through my lists? Like, I have everybody's name. It's amazing. If you think about it, I don't want to do one of those flex things, but I should one day go through all my old lists and just type everybody's name who's ever done a set at Mutiny. And it's thousands of comedians.
Yeah. And there's some gems in there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. People who are doing like great. They moved to New York. They moved to LA. David Borey, the voice of Comedy Central. He did a show with me back in like, 2013. So everyone's kind of been through the doors.
Okay, now, Pam, how can people find you out there on the internet, social media? Now, we know about mutinyradio.fm. You just plugged your Instagram. You're on Facebook. Is there a website also? How do people get in contact, get involved, not just with Mutiny Radio, but like about you and booking you, et cetera?
Yeah, it's pathetic, but it's Facebook, baby. Like, I am Mutiny Radio. So if you follow our Instagram, Mutiny Radio SF, it really is just Pam. There's no Pam Benjamin. Mm-hmm. Like I've always hid behind the Mutiny name. And I'm such a Luddite. That's one of the things is if I get these grants that I've applied for, I'm going to be able to have money to hire people to do all those things that I don't know how to do. I'm 47 years old. I don't understand. I can't. I'm on the phone right now talking to you. It makes no sense to me.
I appreciate that.
I can't. The world is moving so fast, and I want to be a part of that. But then again, I don't. I can't learn these new skills. But I understand that people understand that and that they should be paid for that. So hopefully, when I get these grants, I can – because not everybody's good at everything, and technology and connection through social media just isn't my strong suit.
Yeah.
So – it's one of those things I kind of want to offload to some child for money at some point.
Yeah, that's right, because that would perfectly augment and support. That would be the part that's missing, filled in by these youngsters. It's a good plan, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. You can find me, honestly, and I'm just so embarrassed, but Pam Benjamin, Facebook, and Mutiny Radio Director at gmail.com if you ever want to get in touch with me directly.
Absolutely.
And thank you for saying, is this comedy submission on the website? Because honestly, I don't know. I usually link the Facebook and the website, but I have a person do that. But I need to do that because that's one of the ways that people will say, I can submit. But yeah. I've already had like 46 submissions and there's still a month left open, which means, last year I only had 100 submissions. So I'm already like... in the last 2 weeks is when people really hit it gangbusters.
Yeah.
The best thing about this year is that because I have so many different venues of different like caliber, I can offer more opportunities to more comics. So maybe there are some comics who aren't as seasoned. I can still have them come out and do a bunch of shows and experience the whole festival. And I'm maybe not going to give them like a main stage show at the Alameda Comedy Club, but they'll still get a taste and a flavor for what stand-up comedy in San Francisco is about. So I'm hoping that I don't say no to anybody, but I'm probably going to have to because, logistically, I've got 10 venues.
Yes.
3 shows a night, that's 30 shows, 5 people a show. So it's like, but I want to try to include everybody.
Yeah. So, You are going to see what happens. Feeling. That's right. Okay, now, Pam, everyone at home is poised to watch this movie. It's a Charles Bronson movie called The Stone Killers.
Ooh.
You're going to all press play at the exact same time here in the studio and everybody at home. So why don't you go ahead, Pam Benjamin, and give us that celebrity comedian countdown.
Oh, you guys are all ready to watch Stone Cold Dick Killers. Here we go.
Three, two, one. Go!
Oh, movie time. Thank you, Celebrity Comedian Countdown, for the Celebrity Comedian Countdown. Appreciate it. And check out all his stuff or her stuff. I'm excited for this movie.
It said Columbia. Originally, this was United Artists. Now, look, if you got the sound up, we're hearing birds chirping. What a nice name.
I don't hear birds chirping.
Interrupted by the deadly streets of New York, the dirty roads and alleys of New York.
So are you saying that New York City was all nothing but flowers until Chuck Bronson showed up? He's right there, right? That blurry face?
That's Chuck. And he is heading in, just like Dirty Harry. He's not waiting. They've got the place surrounded.
And he's being recorded, too, just like Dirty Harry, right? The press hates Dirty Harry.
Because I told him to go in.
They call you dirty, Sergeant Callahan. What does that mean? All right.
You should really shampoo Callahan. Why?
Well, your hair is dirty.
It's dirty.
It's dirty, Harry.
Harry, this martini tastes awful. There's so much olive juice in it. What's the deal?
It's dirty.
Dirty.
Okay, so there's somebody up there. It's a young Hispanic kid, and he's like, come on, kid. You got two choices. You know, he's being tough cop, but at the same time, he's not just going in there guns blazing. He's giving this guy a chance.
But then he's going to kill the guy.
Yes.
It was by choice.
One, two. There we go. Testing.
Well,
one, two.
I think he had a choice.
Testing.
Look, guy turns around.
For what?
Him. That's why he gets shot. But the place is surrounded, and he's heading down a fire escape to the cops. Why shoot the guy?
Just he was going to shoot him. He had a gun right at his face.
No, but that's what I mean. Stick yourself back in the apartment, let him run downstairs, and get busted by the whole city.
Right, the whole city's there. They must have had a stuntman union issue, because that guy didn't fall down. He just, like, leaned over.
He hung.
Well, thank God.
So he's handing in this badge and gun because he is in fucking trouble.
Oh, for shooting someone in front of the CBS News? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do know he's Charles Bronson, right?
No, they don't. And you hear this voiceover announcer that the city is, why couldn't he have been saved? You know, it's like a, will it ever end? The
really?
Testing, there we go.
So they're like, don't worry, it'll all come out in hearing. And he's like, nah, I'm washed up. So essentially what's going to happen is he's going to get reassigned all the way out to Los Angeles. You know, they essentially fire him, but get him another job.
Well, in the other coast, 3,000 miles away from them?
Yep, that's right. You are out of here. We like you. We don't want to fire you, but you are out of
here. Homicidal cops, it's a bad image. We're sending you to Los Angeles.
Yes, if there was land past Los Angeles, we would put, it's an ocean, we would have put you there.
Santa Monica wouldn't take us, the city of Los Angeles it is.
Testing, one, two.
You are relocated to Hawaii.
Sweet. I would see that movie, right? The Stone Pit Luau Killer.
The Pineapple Killer. So what's happening here is it's like the autopsy, but this is a woman from his old hometown. And what we're getting is deep philosophical thoughts, you know. Charles Bronson, his name's Lou.
Don't?
No, I'll get to that. It really kind of doesn't make sense.
Because
a stone killer is a guy who's not part of the mafia and who's hired to be like a hidden face, you know, someone you wouldn't expect, but they hire an army of them.
Huh.
His name is Lou Torrey in this film. It's based off of a book. They changed his name, but he is now, look at the.
Yeah, it's that computer graphic. It's Dino De Laurentiis, however you pronounce his name, one of the great movie producers.
Yes. Now that's Norman Fell.
Check. Testing.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. This is a Michael Loser film, and they want to get that up.
Michael Loser. We've done Michael Loser films, right? Michael
yes,
Winner.
We have, and you already knew of him. He was like a big guy on talk shows in England. He yeah. had a restaurant column every week.
We watched Going Bananas, which was a Canon film. I watched a documentary on Canon called Electric Boogaloo, the Canon's movie story. And Michael Winter is all over this because the next movie these guys do together is next year is Death Wish.
That's
but we
right.
know we know Winter from Death Wish 3 and Death Wish 4, The Crackdown. And in the documentary, they're saying that Winter was not a pleasant guy, that
yeah.
he did a lot of nasty stunts and he just was kind of a crass. Like, so some of these stunts in his movies, I wonder like how much people are really in pain because they're really nasty. I don't know.
Well, in this film, there was only one serious accident. It happens in the parking garage at the end, but I'm sure he was a jerk. Okay. They got a lot of rental cars.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect. No respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick or treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just rapping, Rodney. Ain't rapture type, no, no. Get out of sight, it's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombox, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't rapture type, no, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight, it's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney can't get a break.
Give me a break. Play something from the 40s. Now what kind of music is this? Now how about Stardust? Hey, what are you doing? That's not Stardust. Listen to this, will you? I mean, where are the flutes? What a band. Hey, don't quit your day jobs. Look at this. The drummer carries the melody. Hey, tell the bass player, I like his instrument. Nothing. something goes right. I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
But Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more, I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention, they put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring and fall, I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't wrapped too tight, no, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake for old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
It's getting worse. It's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Hey, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here? Stop that thing.
Rodney Dangerfield.
To move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skip the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so diddy, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, because deep hate, the places you play and where you stay, looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell. To one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
What's up, cool?
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Creel and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling up.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
We'll check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got robbed, man.
Not what?
Again, she got hurt.
What is happening? What is happening?
stage by the blue light of Live at Five. And as I drifted off,
I'm Thank you. Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk.
Testing, testing.
MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Testing, testing, testing. Can you hear me out there, guys? Does it sound okay?
International banking, diplomatic cables, nuclear missile launch codes all rely on unbreakable encryption. What if these codes were no longer secure?
Talking
that nightmare scenario seems to be a reality. A shadowy underworld syndicate is auctioning off access to the world's encrypted secrets. The only plausible explanation for this ability? Someone has achieved the holy grail of code-breaking quantum computing. Veteran CIA agent John Clooney must track down the perpetrators and retrieve this technology for the U.S. government and its personal, as the Enigma brokers have already cost the lives of his fellow agents, perhaps including his partner. John Wessex, The Enigma Brokers, is the first book of the John Clooney thrillers. Get it on Amazon.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
I was just leaving the theater.
Cadillac convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black glass.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising.
Saturday,
Cadillac
92.
On the freeway. Good feeling.
I am
I'll tell
a total
you.
Fun. Laurie Stoneman's voice is absolutely right. I am rebellious and adolescent. And I will cut the
Hello, Blake. Shit. Henry. Yeah. Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
Has John Clooney's friend and ally become a dangerous enemy? Private investigator Anton Gruber has been CIA agent John Clooney's trusted aide. Clooney may have questioned Gruber's taste in cuisine, but never his loyalty, until Gruber double-crossed him. Escaping with his life, Clooney is sidelined while his superior attempts to discover how Gruber was compromised. The investigation delves into Gruber's astonishing past, from his unpleasant days as an East German border guard to life as a narcotics agent, from his time in the tango clubs of Buenos Aires to a trip up the Amazon in search of Nazi gold. John Wessex, The Prague Deception is the third book of the John Clooney thrillers. Get it on Amazon.
Hey, Mutineer Stolowitz here. Have you ever listened to Labor and Love on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, with Bill Morgan? It's a really excellent show, one of my favorites here at the station. And it's all about service. It might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but we gotta serve somebody. And Bill understands the virtue of service as the heart and soul of the labor movement better than a lot of people I know. And it's one of the reasons I love to listen to him. He breaks down socialism, democracy, protest history, workers' news, and the power of unions. Along with that, he serves up an excellent mix of jazz, Latin, gospel, hip-hop, and traditional folk ballads. Great stuff. Check it out. Labor and Love is every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Serve somebody.
Meals on Wheels is dedicated to fostering independent living for San Francisco seniors by providing hot, nutritious meals delivered to their homes. They're committed to fostering independent living for as long as possible. For more information, please call Meals on Wheels at 415-920-1111. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Are you looking for local handcrafted leather goods? Look no further than Skin on Skins, a local mission, a leather working shop. All original pieces handcrafted for you. Jackets, belts, purses, jewelry, everything made out of leather. You need your bicycle seat fixed? You want it in cool leather? Under can do it. You have a motorcycle that you want to fit out with side bags and cool stuff? Talk to Under. Go to skinonskins.com. That's SKINONSKINS.com. You just went to Folsom Street Fair and you don't have enough leather? Go see Under. Everything is handcrafted and understated quality. Fine leather handcrafted goods for all of your needs. He also does fixes. Maybe you love that jacket. He'll put the zipper back in. Talk to Under at skinonskins.com at 20th and Mission. Check him out at skinonskins.com.
Volunteer for the San Francisco Food Bank. The San Francisco Food Bank relies on volunteers like you to help sort, package, and distribute healthy food to people in need in San Francisco. Each year, over 22,000 people contribute thousands of hours to fighting hunger in our community. This support will enable the SF Food Bank to distribute 43.5 million pounds of food this year, enough for 93,000 meals every day. But they can't do it without volunteers. Visit www.sffood.com.